Hello, world.
Uno, dos, tres. Podcast.
Great podcast. I and I bring you rumpa pum pum.
We were buying bread, and she's like, "You put that in the bread box, and that'll last forever. You don't need to worry about that bread."
People would define as like a
anti-Semite. Okay. Solar flares.
Are we doing the theme song, or are we
not? That's it.
Yes.
Let's have a conversation. We got nothing going on.
Yeah, so we're not even gonna... We're gonna just skip the intros and just start recording.
Yeah, fine.
For the listeners, this really has been the most glitchy pod we've ever tried to do.
The most, like,
it's
inconvenient.
It's definitely on my end, though. Because as I was explaining to Monaco, my Wi-Fi situation is precarious, so...
Yeah,
your
so
vocabulary is very good.
So we're here with Gia, and Gia has been traveling for many, many moons to many different
many
places.
Fortnights.
many
Le Fortnights.
Many Le Fortnights.
We'll try and minimize the preamble so we can actually get some straight talking in before the Wi-Fi dies. So, Gia.
No fuss, no muss.
How is life? Tell us what you've been up to.
Life. Oh, gosh.
Generic ass question. Give us a good answer.
I've been out here doing heroin. No, I'm just kidding.
Have you?
I know. We don't know if you're joking.
Is it cry for help?
I really haven't, but...
Okay, good.
You've been smuggling drugs, though.
I wouldn't even know.
Don't say you wouldn't. Okay, you should change your story now.
I probably agreed. I never did that,
yes.
Ken.
Wink,
true,
wink.
True, true.
Popping. Winkity wink.
All right, Jen.
Oh man.
Plato o plomo.
Ken and Jen, who are they?
Highly skilled drug smugglers, that's who.
That's the fuck who. Don't ever get it twisted.
Oh man. But yeah.
So okay, it's working now, which is beautiful.
Tell us about Paris.
Yeah, so you were in Paris first, right? To begin your travels.
Well, that's where I'm living. So, Paris, yeah, it's expensive, it's crazy, it's really busy, it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it is definitely.
It's a little, it's a little intimidating, I guess I would call it. I don't really, like,
you made it
like
sound
I was saying
like
early.
It was kind of hard to be, in with the people.
Because, the French are so exclusive, and especially the Parisians. It's been a little bit hard to establish ties. I feel like when people move to a place, and they kind of, like, create a life for themselves or, like, a situation for themselves where, you know, they'd want to stay there forever or something. That's not really the case with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I look forward to the day that I come back to Canada, to be honest with you.
Nice.
So what's, how does Paris compare to Toronto?
Paris is cool as fuck. Let's get that off.
So Toronto's not cool? What? Toronto's a cornball city, is that what you're saying?
Toronto is like, it's still finding its legs, you know what I mean? Like, it's still super young. We were doing our own thing and then we got on the map and we're kind of building off of that, like creating our own vibe. And Paris's vibe is really old. You know what I mean? Like, it's always been that glamour spot. It's always been
lit as fuck. It's the greatest city on Earth. It's, like, undeniably, when you're sitting there and you're looking at how perfect everything looks, when it's laid out, you're just like, this is it. They've done it. All other cities are really, like, in one way or another, like pale in comparison. So...
Like, Toronto, although it's beautiful, like, I'm not gonna, like, diss on Toronto, like, that's HQ for us. That's where we stay. And Toronto has got a lot of cool shit going on, but, like, you can't compare it to Paris, because Paris has been Paris.
Yeah,
for
being cool.
So long. Yeah, and, like, it's the fashion capital of the world, and, like, everyone here is well-dressed, and, like...
Is the food really that good? Like, real shit?
I'm not like a foodie. I'm not like a gastronomical fucking like like searcher of the fucking world. Like, I'm not the kind of person who's going to go to a Michelin star restaurant.
You won't know the best pho place in Paris, will you?
Can't go into the best knives, drive-ins, and diners.
Yeah,
and
you're not the Guy Fieri of Paris.
Well, I do have one favorite crepe
spot.
Come back
with Frosted Tips.
It's so cheap to get a crepe, and they're like the best crepes I ever had in my whole fucking life. They're so thick and like good.
Ooh,
yeah, it's a tick crepe. I do have a crepe spot, but in general, like, I don't like French food.
Damn.
They don't spices. They like, here's the thing about French cooking, like, the technique is definitely there. The French invented so many techniques, so many sauces, so many of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, my palate, being from Toronto, like, we eat all the things all the fucking time. Like,
yeah, we get everything.
Yeah, we're spoiled
we
here.
Indian food. And we can get sushi. We can get burritos. We can get fucking Nicaraguan food if you look hard enough.
And over the past 10, 15 years, it's good. Like, it's not... It, like, if you go to New York and try, like, their shit, I've heard from so many people that, like, it's, like, comparable to anything that you're going to have anywhere else, right? And going to England, going to Paris, going to different places, like... You can't really tell much of a difference between, like, their, like, chic restaurants and ours.
Exactly.
Unless you're going to, like, some sort of, like, ultra-famous chef or something, but, like...
Yeah, and, like, I don't feel like my palate is, like, developed enough for me to be like, this is a fine dish.
You can look at this fine gourmet.
Yeah, like, who the fuck family like, need...
Have you had ratatouille yet?
Sorry?
Have you had ratatouille yet? Like in the movie?
Oh yeah, plenty of times. My host parents, they make it like fairly often. Not all the time, but I've had it like maybe four or five times. And it's good. I love it. I get it.
Well, wait a minute.
So So right now you are living with a host family.
Nah, you have your own place,
right?
Yeah,
but I have my own place, yeah.
Okay.
They just like put you up there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They subsidized it for me.
Nice.
But it is my own little place.
Paint us a word picture of your flat. What does it look like?
Sorry?
Oh, shit, right?
I don't know. I didn't know.
You said paint us a word picture of your flat.
Shoebox.
Oh.
It's tiny.
All right,
in one word. Excellent.
Yeah, shoebox. Nice. But it's like a Christian Louis Vuitton shoebox, you know what I mean? Like,
ooh,
it's fucking...
So it's decked out.
It's super small. Like, I don't have a shower. I don't have my own toilet.
Where do you
like,
go?
I don't have a stove.
Where do you go and bathe?
I cook in the microwave. Like, my life is a struggle. It really is. But, like...
Where do you go and shower and shit? Is it, like, a communal bathroom?
I go to my host mom's.
You what?
I go to my host mom's apartment because she lives in the same building. I'm just at the top floor.
Gotcha.
Wait, okay, like, logistically, like, if you were just, like, a regular person in Paris by yourself renting this place, like, people rent places with no showers?
You could not rent this place unless they installed a shower, unless you just plan on never showering, which is
I feel like,
gross.
Yeah, I feel like that's, like, a...
Are you living in a place that isn't meant for people to live in?
There are flats up here that have installed showers and toilets. Mine is just not one of them.
But and how I do feel they, like, legally, like, rent that shit to you?
The sheer size of it alone is not enough to accommodate, like, a fucking shower and toilet, so it's just, like, a hopeless case.
I think what Aiden's asking and is, like, how is it legal for you to be living there? And I think what the answer is that...
It's not.
Technically it's not, but on a gray line of legality...
It's
kind of like you're living in a room of a bigger apartment.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's like the way I imagine it is when the older one gets old enough, she would want to live here because I fucking would.
Okay. True. But yeah, then, like it's kind of weird because it's like you don't really use the rest of the house, right? Like you have to stay in this fucking shoebox.
Nah, but it's cool. Like another thing about what I was talking about, like growth as a person here. I realize how little I need. I don't need shit. I live in like a fucking 2x3 room.
Damn.
Like, yeah, and
you're
like,
I have
bare necessity.
How do you sleep? I don't.
Well, I have a bunk bed. Oh. So below my bunk bed is a desk and a chair
so
and
like
a dresser.
An IKEA bedroom,
and a shelf.
Pretty much. essentially.
And yeah, it's like a cool setup. Like, I know a lot of people who live in like my best friend Sally. She has pretty much her own house. It has two bathrooms. It has a kitchen.
That's sick.
It has like, yeah, two bedrooms, I think.
If he wants it.
Yo, I want and, that. Like, yo, Sally, get out of
it's
there.
It's blessed. It's blessed.
I don't know but French.
She lives like 45 minutes out of the city. I live
in the city.
Outside the metro station.
That's sick.
Like when I walk out the door,
it's like a trade-off, right?
The metro station's there. So there, and like my view, as you guys have seen, is like fucking breathtakingly incredible.
Yeah, it's the Champs-Élysées, right?
It's that arch thing, right?
Yeah, man. So, like, even though there are things about it that are, like, a little bit difficult to live with, like having to share a fucking toilet with the people on the floor, or, like, having to go downstairs and text my host mom if I want to take a shower on the weekend, it sucks.
Yo, that's fucked. But, seriously, that happens?
Yeah.
I mean,
yo, that's weird that they aren't just, like, use the washroom.
Yeah.
When you need to use the washroom.
You gotta ask for permission. Like, that's weird.
Well, I don't. They didn't explicitly say that, but I also don't want to just like walk in and like welcome myself into their home. Like, it's Saturday.
I get it, but
and also I like avoiding them at pretty much all costs. And I think that
why are they like mean or something?
Fucking assholes! Like, I don't need to see them on the weekend. So let me text you when I'm coming down, and then pop out the second after, because
like,
I don't
let me
want
text you when I need to take a shit and then leave. Like,
yeah,
I'm about to stink up your washroom with Moroccan like, food. Like,
let me just drop a dicky and just step in, bro. Like,
yo, I don't walk in there for 40 minutes, girl. You finna choke.
So, what made you decide to do this? And for like the listeners who don't know, Gia, you are basically doing essentially like a work placement with. In order to live in Paris for like
a specific amount. So it's called au pairing. I'm sure a lot of them have probably heard of au pairing. So basically I'm a live-in nanny.
Au pairing.
Yeah.
For two little girls aged 8 and 6. And in exchange for me watching their kids, I get like pocket money, a metro pass. Sick. My cell phone is paid for.
Sick.
Like my own place here.
Like living amenities. Living amenities.
Yeah. I know a lot of girls who like live in their family's like house. I could not fucking do that. Like have to sneak out in the middle of the night to go out for a drink.
Damn.
Or like, yeah, like not be able to have anyone over. That'd be so shitty. So like there's a lot of things that I guess I could improve upon, but like I haven't, out of all the problems I've had in Paris, where I live has never, ever, ever been one of them. Not ever.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I'll take that.
Yeah. Like even though I could use my own shower, I'm still able to shower. Like why the fuck am I complaining? There's kids in like the fucking countryside of, I don't even know, but fuck Timbuktu, like take a shower once a week. Like it's not that serious. It's fine.
It's true.
I went to like this like Catholic commune thing when I was like I guess like 19, and one of their rules was you could only have a shower once a week.
Wow.
Why is that a rule?
I don't know, man. Like that you get different reasons. Like one week it would be like they'd be like trying to do some sort of like
Jesus was filthy. Yeah.
He didn't take a shower for 40 days.
One time this guy just like, but like all the times people would just be like, we're trying to like not use in excess, and like we're trying to like this minimalistic, like don't just like take everything from the world type idea. And then like one time this guy was just like, the fucking plumbing system can't support it. And I was like, okay, it's a much more legitimate answer.
Because well, God doesn't want you to wash away your sins. Only on Sundays, Aiden.
God.
Oh, man.
Sorry, just that your shower thing reminded me of that.
JK, it was the plumbing.
Man. So are you're glad you're doing it, though, right? Are you going to be there for how much longer? You've been gone for now, like...
Since August.
I think.
It's been, like, half a year.
Yeah, half a year. I'm here until this coming summer. So my contract, it will end on the 15th of July, but then I'm going to do a couple weeks of just traveling around. I already have the loop figured out and everything, but I don't have like a specific time for that. My visa expires in September.
Mm. That gives like enough time.
Yeah, you can do a bunch of shit. When are you planning on coming back to Toronto?
September then?
Pretty much early August.
Nice.
And I would need to come back for a trial date as well, so that sucks, but
trial
I
have date?
To come back for Yeah, it's for a stupid ticket that I got in Niagara Falls, but that ain't a thing. Yeah.
She's on the lamb. That's why she's in Paris. She's ducking and dodging this ticket from Niagara. Fucking Interpol is on her ass.
No, that was a piss off of a ticket too. Like, so these guys, this was definitely like some form of entrapment, because there were two cops just sitting with their flashers on the right shoulder.
Okay.
And I was on the QEW. And I headed past them in the very right lane. There are three or four lanes at this point.
Yeah.
So I passed by them in the very right lane. So pretty much right next to them.
And is the ticket for going right past them? The
blinking light. And the woman pulls me over and is like, you passed by, emergency vehicle with its flashers on without moving to the next lane.
Yeah, that's a rule.
And, I understand that. That is a rule. Damn. But the ticket was like $550 with three demerit points.
Yeah, yo, Kyle Woolery got the same one, $500, while he was in police foundations.
It's like, you ain't one of us yet.
he told the guy.
Okay, sorry about that. We're back.
Again.
My shitty laptop just decided to crap out. We literally use like a really bad laptop that is
at first we used my MacBook old. But like, yeah, I just stopped bringing it, so
Anthony got lazy, so it's his fault. Anyway, we're back with Gia.
So
this is gonna be one applaud.
Are you gonna try and challenge the ticket?
I'm in the process of doing that, but so I hired a lawyer.
Are you allowed to talk about this, by the way?
They went to court for me because I could not fly back to have like the money nor the time to do that. So they went to court for me, but then after having hired them, they then informed me that there's no challenging this ticket. So you only have the option of like having it dropped if you go to your court date, and I'm like, so why the fuck did I pay for you?
Like, is your lawyer Mr. Mackey? Like,
yeah, like why in the hell would I pay for your service then? Like, or why wouldn't you tell me that I couldn't challenge this ticket prior to me like paying for your services if you knew there was nothing really that you could do for me?
Yeah, that's some sketchy lawyer business. Yeah.
It was some sketchy lawyer business. Well, whatever. In any case,
was it William Attar?
No.
Call 4-4.
That was not
four. It was those damn Celino and Barnes guys, wasn't it?
Heard in the car? Call William Attar.
Celino and Barnes.
856.
Need two real attorneys. Call 888-8888-20.
Yeah,
it's so funny. I always think about how effective jingles are.
Yeah. Oh,
they're really effective.
Maybe we should come up. Well, we did come up with a jingle. Never mind. All right.
Well, we didn't sing in it. We should sing.
Yeah. Gia, you want to help us with a jingle?
Yeah, come up with a jingle.
Oh, you guys, that song. That's a straight up song, man.
Oh, yeah, Aiden song.
Aiden song. What would our jingle be if you were to make one right now? Off the top. Off top. Exactly. Yes.
Alright, well, clearly we're not going to jump up a jingle, so...
Yeah, I was thinking, like...
This brainstorm session is not going well.
As shitty as, like, a ticket as that is, like, I would just think that pursuing it could just, like, get more expensive.
Yeah. Because that's one that's just, like, really difficult to fight, and they're just, like, a
big... My regret right now is that I should have just paid the ticket, because if I end up not winning this case, or them not dropping it or reducing it or whatever, I would have paid the lawyer for the ticket, and that is just like
way too much.
way too fucking much.
Just take the L. Should have just taken the L.
Yeah, man. Should have taken the L.
It's all good.
But
we've been there.
Whatever. I've added like 28 L's. Like,
no one to fold them. No one to walk away. No one to run.
Are you
better count your.
Are you feeling better that we're singing this to you? Is this making your situation better?
Just go to court on that day and just be like, well, just Your Honor, it. You gotta know where to hold them. Come on! No. And the judges just be like, oh my god, you're amazing.
How was she discovered? We'll be there, yeah. We'll be there.
I'll just be, yeah, we'll wait for your cue.
Oh my god, we can be a real barbershop quartet.
No, I'm gonna fuck it all up for you. I'm gonna set Gia free. Come on, mama. Set yo, my girl free, yo, motherfucker.
Free my man. Free my girl Gia.
Free my girl Gia. Hashtag free boozy.
Gia home. Oh, man. Yeah, that's funny. It's all good.
Yeah.
$550, that's a steep price. I would have.
Yeah, I was very shocked at how much that ticket was. Well, also, like, my car just danked.
What the fuck?
I felt like the police officer was also feeling, like, kind of vindictive that day because she was like, smells like weed in here. You guys been smoking?
You're like, how do you know what weed smells like, officer? Are you high?
And I was like, I don't know why, officer. And she was clearly like,
did she laugh at you?
So I think if I were just like a regular driver, like having a bad night, she may have let me off. But because should've it was just like, me,
oh
and
no,
a bunch
that was my
weed,
last Uber customer. He smelled like weed.
Yeah. Again, if future employers, this is just a made up story. This is not real.
Oh god.
We're gonna tag the shit out of this so it shows up on like Gia Pereira Google results.
If I'm ever famous, actually, this would be a funny thing to have if I were famous.
Fucking Nardwar so interviewing you, he'd be like, hey, so how did that trial go? He'd be like, how the
but
fuck
if
did you
I would ever work in an embassy or something, this would be horrifically embarrassing.
The fucking UN council would just be like, so Gia, explain the situation of you smuggling drugs and and going to trial for a stupid incident.
Smoking weed and driving.
You'll get in Trump's presidency.
Trump's America.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
But yeah.
So where else have you been aside from Paris?
What? Sorry?
Where else have you been aside from Paris?
I've been all over this fucking continent. It's pretty awesome, actually. I've been so far to Switzerland. Specifically Geneva. And then Lucerne, and like a couple like day trips through the Alps.
Whoa, the Alps, eh?
Third time. It's always a fucking blast to go there, though. I'll go back.
I definitely want to look at going.
I went to Munich, Frankfurt, and Freiburg. I went to
just
Brussels.
Frankfurt.
And I went to, just recently went to Portugal. I went to Porto and Lisbon.
Porto.
Damn, do you just go for like weekends, like trips and it costs nothing?
Actually, because of how the French school system is set up, these motherfuckers get a 2-week break every 2 months.
Oh,
damn,
so,
must be nice.
Yeah, bro. So September, October, I had a break between October and November.
The
2 weeks.
Man.
So when they're on break for 2 weeks, what are they doing?
Yeah. Well, for the first week, they're still working. Like sometimes they can get time off, but like during that first break, I went to Brittany to take care of the kids. I went to the seaside kind of resort city in France called Saint-Malo.
Nice.
And I stayed there for, I think, 4 days, 3 or 4 days. And then I spent the latter part of that vacation in Switzerland.
Damn. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the next one was November, December. Then there was a Christmas break, obviously, which is when I went to Germany. So I spent 2 weeks there. It was fucking excellent. I love Germany so much. And then the last break, I went back to Brittany to take care of the kids again. And then the week after that, I went to Portugal and Morocco. And in Morocco, I was in Tangier and Rabat.
Damn.
I would have liked to go to Marrakesh or like Fez or something, but they were so much further south.
Fez?
Yeah, Fez.
I am not well versed in travel, Gia. So, all of these names sound funny.
Yeah,
he's just
Fez
giggling
like,
in the corner.
I don't know if that's...
Fez.
That's not real.
That's not
he's not a point. Country.
What the
hell? That's a Fez.
That's a character from that 70s show.
Oh man. Yeah. So you went to London too, right?
Oh yeah, I forgot about London because I wanted to. I'm traumatized.
Fuck London, right? What happened in London? Yeah. Like, explain what happened in London.
Let me tell you guys about the tale of motherfucking London town, bro. Okay, so, yeah. No, this is a crazy-ass weekend. Like, it was, like, so bad.
Just a weekend, though. You went there just for a weekend?
Yeah, I went there just for a weekend. Same with Amsterdam.
Oh, nice.
So, this trip started out, like, on kind of a shaky foundation as well, but... So I hardly got any sleep the night that I departed, and I took the bus. So that was a really long bus ride.
To where?
And partly through.
London.
Oh, you're
I'm sorry?
Nothing. I'm just being stupid.
Okay.
I am stupid, so I have to ask this question. How do you take the bus from Paris to London?
No. I asked the same question. I was like, is there a bridge? Like,
there's a tunnel.
underneath.
There is a tunnel.
It's like underneath
the ocean.
And it's actually
fucking righteous, like, so.
Right? Isn't that sick?
Aiden
can't believe it.
How long is that fucking tunnel?
Yeah.
The tunnel's pretty long, I assume.
Yeah, it's pretty long. I'm pretty sure it's like a 25-minute to half an hour journey through this tunnel.
Through the sea.
Yeah, the channel is actually very, like, small. But
yeah, it's people have swam it.
Yeah.
People have swam
the
channel.
Yeah, I have too.
Yeah.
Do you don't remember that time when I swam the English Channel, Gia? Come on.
Yo, I do remember that time you swam across the fucking river.
That was the English Channel, right?
Felt like it.
Damn near should have been. But that's another story.
Can you tell that story right now, Gia? Real quick?
Fuck off,
from
guys.
From your memory, Gia, can you tell that story?
Oh my goodness, let me tell you all about this story. It's better than my story. So, Anthony, one drunken prom weekend in Wasega Beach, Ontario, Anthony and our friend, our high school acquaintance's boyfriend, I think they're together still.
They're still,
anyway,
yeah, they're still together.
I think, what's his name, Shane?
Shane, yeah.
Good
Shane,
for them.
Shane Corrigan.
So Anthony and Shane, both very inebriated, decide that it's just a marvelous idea to get the fuck in this lake.
It's like a stream or a river or something like that.
Like 20 meters wide. And there's like a boy in the center.
Go on.
This fucking river has a current too. Like, I don't know what the hell these idiots are thinking.
I didn't think it was that deep though. Oh no.
Oh, you're cutting out through the story.
Halfway to the boy.
All right.
These fools start drowning, like legit, like drown.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like,
I almost drowned.
Doing a damn thing to help. And this guy, I don't even know where the fuck he came from. I don't know if that was
yo,
just
Gia,
wasted,
honestly,
like,
he was like a fucking guardian angel. Like he swooped
like
me.
Legit a guardian angel on his on like a fucking sea doo.
Yeah, he was on a sea doo. He's David Hasselhoff my ass.
And swoops these guys in his arms.
Yeah, he put me onto the sea-doo, and I cried when I got on land. Like, real shit, I cried.
Oh my god.
You don't remember that, but, like when he put me back on the onto, like, dry land, I started, like, puking out water and, like, crying. I was like, oh my god, what's up? I'm so sorry. He's like, you boys shouldn't be doing that. It's really dangerous. And then I'm like, okay, like, sir, I'm not. And then, like, I didn't see him leave. He wasn't there anymore. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, it's like immaculate sea deception or some shit.
Yeah, no, he disappeared. Like, he was like, probably sitting on his fucking back porch, like, these kids are idiots. I'm gonna save their lives.
Just another just day in Wasaga Beach.
Exactly. No, this dude is probably so used to just drunken shenanigans from stupid teenagers partying.
But Daniel Radzak fucking swam that naked, so that's why I thought I had confidence in myself.
Why was everyone naked that weekend? Oh my god.
Yes, everyone was naked.
So many dicks and boobs. Like, we were so young.
That's true. We were all like 17, 18 years old. We were all fucking naked. It was like the Woodstock. It was like Leger's Woodstock.
It has to suck being like an adult who like accidentally sees that because it's just like, this feels so illegal.
Am I gonna get arrested for child porn?
Oh my god. I never even thought about that, but yeah, right? Like, you're just watching high school students.
Do you have to, like confess to that? I saw a 17-year-old girl naked, and I didn't want to.
That was
I hope that doesn't get quoted out of context, by the way.
Oh my god.
But yeah, like go on with your... fuck you, man. Oh my god, you're the... fucking worst.
Okay, let me tell the pod people this story.
No, because it's out of context.
One time, I don't know what we were watching. It was just like a video of Willow Smith, like Will Smith's daughter. And keep in mind at this point that she was like 12 years old, okay, guys?
Bro, chill. Like, it wasn't even like that.
Anthony's just like, yo.
Yo, fam. Like, why you gotta put this on like a recorded, like, template.
It wasn't even like that, man.
What are you guys talking about?
Don't worry, nothing. Oh man, no, but yo, you're the one that posted on Twitter like, this kid's gonna be hot, and is it wrong for me to say a 10-year-old boy is gonna be hot? Like, what? That's weird, Gia.
I'm trying to find out who's the biggest pedophile.
Pretty much. But yeah,
that's not good.
Yeah, no. That's not a competition that you want to win. Who's the biggest?
Yo, are you still there?
Doesn't sound like it.
Nope.
But yeah.
All right. Well, that was a good recording.
I guess we'll continue her story in another day. But yeah.
I just heard a call.
Alive?
G, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You weren't there for a minute.
Okay, still with us.
Never mind. False alarm, guys. Yeah, continue with your London story.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you. Let me just say the story really quickly then.
Oh my
god. Order to ensure that it gets the fuck out of my mouth before we run out. I took a bus ride and it was super long and I ended up having to get off the bus because I had fallen asleep, which was really lucky. I didn't get any sleep the night before, but then I had to get off like 2 hours into the ride to go on a ferry where I definitely overpaid to exchange my euros into pounds and we're like
no bum bum bum
very tiring journey. Eventually I made it into the city where it was miserable. It was so cold and rainy and the first
that'll do it.
So I was just already over it. I was like,
yeah, same,
this story's over.
Yeah, Gio, I'm sorry you're cutting out as you're telling the story.
And that's that.
Alright, so it sounds like
I'm just saying. And I paid, or I like tapped it on the reader of the.
Just do it, man!
No, I swallowed it. Gia, sorry, you cut out.
Yo, let's stop recording.
Yeah.
Like if we